It's Wednesday, May the 13th, and you're tuned in to the Tanya Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world.
Got my beginning of show yawn out the way.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, I'm feeling tired.
We are kind of going late.
We had a
long family dinner.
We did. We certainly did. I'm on little sleep, but that's okay.
How little?
Went to bed last night at 6
in the morning. That's not night time, my friends.
Oh, I guess I went to bed this morning at 6.
Oh my god.
And then I had a meeting with my boss at 9.
What are you doing?
I don't know. At first I thought I'll just stay up the whole night so that I don't miss this meeting.
Yeah, gonna happen.
And then it got to 6, so I was like, I should close my eyes for a little
bit. I'll just rest.
And then before I knew it, it was 8:45. I was like, fuck.
Was it a video conference?
It always is.
Did you go on video?
I did. It was in this very room.
Did you show it only the neck up? Did you turn your laptop sideways so it looked like you weren't laying down?
Like... No, I was at my desk. It's about chest high. You know, she sees my shoulders. She said, how you doing? I said, I'm okay.
I'm tired.
She said, tell me about it. Talk to me.
Was she your therapist?
And then we had a heart-to-heart for an hour. She's like, okay, listen. Do what you need to do. Have a great vacation next week. I said, okay. See ya. That was my day.
Damn.
And then I thought, oh, maybe I'll sleep for the rest of the day. And I tried. I just couldn't for some reason. I don't know why I couldn't. So I went for a run. And then I thought after that I'd take a nap. I still couldn't fall asleep. So I was like, what the fuck?
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I think my brain thinks that this environment is work and you should not sleep at work.
Just don't drink coffee.
But I didn't.
What are you doing right now?
Hot water.
Oh my god. Who are you?
I'm drinking hot water.
Who are you?
Yes. Anyways, we got a show to talk about.
We do. We got some questions.
We do. So let's start with the one from Peter. What's wrong? You okay there?
I'm waiting with bated breath. I need to know.
Oh, okay. My bad. Peter asks, hi guys, question.
Hello.
I've been looking for a new anime to watch, but I prefer anime such as Attack on Titan, Naruto, My Hero Academia, One Punch Man, and Demon Slayer. Ah, I see. You're all about the shonen.
You're all about the popular shonen.
The only popular shonen. Okay. Do you guys have any recommendation that are closely related to mine? Sorry, can't do JoJo. Not for me. This is easy.
JoJo.
It's called Dragon Ball.
It is called Dragon Ball.
You want another one? I'll give you another hot take. Bleach.
Ooh, Bleach is also pretty good.
You know what? Just go watch.
Let me tell you about
what
One Piece.
Oh shit!
If you want something that'll last you.
Okay.
That's One Piece.
All right, I'll tell you to watch, based off of me never having seen the show.
Mm-hmm.
Go watch Hunter x Hunter.
Oh shit! You know what just happened?
What?
You stole my recommendation, you motherfucker. Bitch ass.
When you said One Piece, I'm like, yes, he didn't say it. I can steal.
I can steal it. Oh, you bitch. Ugh.
No.
Yeah, Hunter x Hunter is totally in line with the shonen shit that you are mentioning. But also, I would say it's less targeted towards teenagers and more targeted towards young adults. And sometimes the complexity of the story that they try and portray is fucking wild.
Yes.
And not even that, just complexity of Nen. And that's their like superpower, is that okay. Everyone is a Nen user and they have different Nen types and stuff like that. It's very good.
It sounds like he wants them that's like going on for a long time though, right?
It's been going on like stuff that's been going on for a long time is like stuff you've heard of. Like again. Maybe like Toriko. Toriko's over. Toriko totally hits that shonen need.
Yeah.
And it's all about food. So what's the one where everyone gets naked when they cook?
Food Wars.
Yeah. So imagine Food Wars, but more like socially acceptable.
Ah.
Right? Except it's got superpowers. And this guy's got a punch that's like a fork.
What about Fairy Tale?
That'd be a TJ question. That'd be a producer TJ question. TJ, How do you recommend Fairy Tale?
I've never watched it.
But you read it.
I've read it.
How do you like it?
Oh, it's probably right.
Is it
sound.
Is it very good?
It's shonen.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
I suppose if you haven't already checked out Yu Yu Hakusho.
You want the finger bang?
Yeah.
You want a finger bang? Is that what you're
saying? No, I hate the Hakusho. or Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah. I would say for a newer one, I would recommend Kengan Asura. The Netflix version of it is like visually kind of distracting because it's the 3D models and stuff like that. But they get those fights down and it's really exciting. Kay. Same shonen Kay. Style.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, the real answer is JoJo, so just do it.
Not with you on that.
I don't understand. Just do the JoJo.
I feel like you should just do whatever you want.
Let me tell you about Fruits Baskets. The anime we gave up on.
Yeah, sure. For sure. Okay, cool. Thanks. Next up, we have a question to chew on.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Chu writes in, to clarify last week's question, who was the best girl amongst all the best girls in all of anime?
What?
I know this is tough, but you guys are the geek chic culture show where you talk about all the cool things in the world, and I believe you.
I think this one, like, deserves its own episode.
Ah, I see.
Right? Like, we need a list.
Ah.
We need a waifu tier list, and we need to go down it and eliminate.
Ah. Okay, let's table that one for now.
I feel like we should table it.
We should table that one for now. We'll go to the second question. Other question is also anime related. I think we can all safely say that outside of Japan, anime is currently at its most popular.
Mm-hmm.
Much of this can be attributed to the rise in nerd culture here in the West, the rise of video games, comic books, anime, the MCU, and sort of the DCEU have all culminated in this wonderful world where nerd culture is not just tolerated, but celebrated. Okay. I fully acknowledge that this is not the case everywhere.
Yes.
My question this week, if streaming media hadn't taken off like it has, mm-hmm. even if we disregard the quarantine entirely, would anime specifically be as popular as it is now? If not, what percentage of the current popularity level do you think it would hit? Back in my boomer days, we would have to buy incredibly overpriced VHS tapes at specialty stores, shout out to Suncoast, to get two, maybe three episodes of anime. Eventually, we were able to rent anime tapes at Hollywood Video. With the rise in popularity of other facets of nerddom still inevitably have led to the rise in popularity of anime if the shows weren't free to watch, or would the high barrier to entry ultimately prevent it?
I think you're up to something. Like, I think it was like a perfect storm in terms of popularity in the West. Like, sure, it being free, or not quote free, is totally awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to just stream a whole season of something, especially good stuff that people haven't watched because anime's only gotten popular recently.
Yep.
I'm sure that helped, but I think this is just a case of people who liked the stuff when they were young got disposable income. And when they're willing to spend that money, it created a business.
Mm.
And then because there's more money in it, it becomes bigger, and then the cycle continues.
Interesting.
I would say this is less to do with streaming and more to do with the like an inevitability, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. People get older, people get jobs, and they use that income to relive their childhood on things they like. I think that kind of matches our generation pretty,
okay,
pretty aptly.
Okay. I see where you're coming from. I would say, I think it would be, I don't know if it would be just as popular, but I think it would still be as widely known. Only because the 90s were the rise of Fox Kids.
Ooh, baby.
And Fox Kids was just anime.
Good
Let's
old
be
Fox
real.
Kids. Yeah, that's true. That's
like,
true.
It was Cartoon Network had that anime block.
Yeah.
That's just anime.
But yeah, you know, my favorite anime, Sonic Underground.
Sorry, but that's where I've watched G-Gundam, so I don't know what the fuck you're going on about. But beyond that, I think the internet is just what makes anything popular. I think this question is bigger than just anime. I think every niche has become evidently more, let's just say, more recognized.
It is in the era of the internet, it is almost impossible to be a quote unquote small niche like back in the day.
Yeah, like right? you can just find so many ways into it now.
And there's so many like little like tiny corners of the internet that will like totally relate to your specific niche of something, and you're bound to find hundreds of other people yeah. who also enjoy that same thing.
So I definitely think that anime would have eventually gotten there just like anything else. In fact, I think that the real thing that we have now is what are the niches within the niche that are more popular or whatnot, right? Like there are certain segments of anime that are still not accepted, but mm-hmm. anime as a whole is accepted.
Yeah. Like, harems, still weird.
Still weird.
Hentai, still weird.
Sure.
But, like, yeah, Naruto, everyone, that's that ninja guy. Everyone knows. Goku, yo, Goku's dope, son.
Yeah, man.
Shoots laser beams.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think streaming definitely helps, but I don't think it would have, I don't think not having it would have changed the scope of where anime is today.
Yeah. It would. Now, if you're talking about in a world where there's no internet,
that's different.
Then it's like, yeah, no, you're a fucking loser. You're still buying VHSs probably in the year 2020.
Well, I mean, like, that's where the whole, like, Japan is still on that awful business model where they still sell you DVDs of episodes like 1 to 4 on
yeah,
Blu-ray.
It's stupid.
Yeah, and then you gotta wait years and years before they come do the full collection.
Yeah, and you also gotta realize that, like, Japan is a nation of being stuck in its ways.
Yeah,
right? Like every YouTube channel I see of like foreigner comes to work in Japan and blah blah blah, like usually the thing they find weird is like nobody in Japan does something that everyone else in the group isn't doing, like down to the most minuscule detail. I think one was the guy Dogen. He mentioned in his like YouTube channel, like one time he got a riser for his monitor, right, just so it's up higher and he doesn't have to look down at the monitor.
Yeah,
and then everyone was like, "Oh, hey, Do, is that good for you? Is that good for your neck? Maybe." Oh, and then because he did it first, then everyone did it.
Yeah,
right. Like no one's willing to take that step, and it seems like the same way in business as well. But
well, I don't know. That's just how it is.
Yeah, I think our conclusion is kind of the same.
Yeah,
but.
His first question about waifus, I only want to table it because we have our last question. I think this might relate to it.
Okay.
Because I didn't actually know how to answer it. Because Joseph Hazel writes in.
Sup?
Because he's jonesing to know the waifu tier edition.
Oh my god, does he have a tier list?
So he writes.
Is this in the email?
We've heard your Asian food tier breakdown, but now I'm curious.
That's legendary. Legendary.
I'm curious comments. Where your anime waifus rank. I provided a comprehensive list of all your typical waifu.
He provided a list!
Okay, before you get excited, it's typical waifu tropey goodness. So okay. Basically all the archetypes, not actual.
Okay.
Yes. That's why I didn't know where.
Oh, dandere, sundere.
Yeah, why when I read this question, I didn't know what he was asking for, but feel free to do as many as you wish. Haruhi Suzumiya will always be my god tier.
Fuck you.
You poor child. Wait, Joseph is an adult? You poor child.
No, but still, like, I love the pun.
Yeah.
Because she's a literal god.
Yeah. In both character and class. So yeah. Haruhi Suzumiya will always be my god tier in both character and class, but that's just mine. Looking forward to hearing your thoughts. So I guess next week we need to come and at least bring maybe, I don't know, 5?
20?
Each?
40 each?
You can do 40 waifus?
Probably not.
I was like, I'm going to struggle with that. How the fuck are you going to do it?
Because you know what? I don't know. Like, you know if we pick 5, it's just going to be... Like, if we... Okay, I'm saying...
You want to pick 10?
If we want to do a waifu tier list...
Yes.
It needs to be its own debate.
Okay. Okay.
Right? Either we put it at the beginning of the episode, and that's like our review... Or no, we just have a separate episode.
I suppose it does have to be its own episode, yes.
Right? And then, like, we got to set ground rules. Like, when we say waifu, are we saying generalizations? Like, oh, this type of waifu is god tier. This type of waifu is shit tier.
No, it's...
Or is it, this waifu is god tier?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It is not based on, like, power levels, like... Goku is definitively stronger than Vegeta. No.
Goku is the best waifu.
Yeah, no, that's not how it works.
Okay.
All right, so the example would be like, but nah, Great Saiyaman is top tier waifu.
But I'm saying like, no, it's like, is Yandere better than Dandere?
Oh, wait, you want to do that?
No, I'm saying, do we have to take that into consideration?
No, but okay. But if you want to, like, because that's two different discussions.
Yeah.
Do you want to do the waifu class system? Or do you want to do actual characters?
The waifu class system... is definitely a different discussion, and I think would have to be a different argument.
Yes. And I don't know how that would undergo.
Well, we would take his list.
I see
his list. And we would run it through the gauntlet.
I see.
And we'd have to provide examples.
I know. That's just...
Yeah, like, you see this one where it's like Miko?
Yeah.
Like, shrine maiden, mysterious, chaste, and modest.
Well, that's a no.
Lives a peaceful life in touch with the supernatural. You know how I know that's shit tier, dog shit tier? It's because that's Sailor Mars, baby. Oh, and Sailor Mars is dog shit tier.
Oh my God.
That's all I gotta say. All right? Sailor Mars is garbage tier.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Even Pluto's better than Sailor Mars.
Wow.
Even Pluto.
It's a good thing that today we're not having this discussion.
I'm gonna let that sit. I'm gonna table that.
Yeah, man. Like, this ain't the official debate.
Do we want to, like, get the audience, like, to send in their waifus in case we miss some?
Oh, I mean, we could, but sure. Send in your waifus if you want, guys.
Yeah. How about this? Send in your waifus. Send in, like, a list. I'm not going to put a limit on it. I'm not going to put a minimum on it. Just listeners out there, if you have strong opinions about best girls, send them in. And then once we have concocted a list we feel that we can debate about, we will run it through the gauntlet.
Apparently that's what we're doing.
Do you want to do it?
Sure.
It's up to you.
No, we can do it.
All right.
Just remember, put the character name and where they're from.
Yeah, character name, where they're from.
Because
if there's like a... Are we going to get like to specific versions of...
No, it's just generalization.
Okay, like, do you want Grandma Chi-Chi?
No.
Or Child Chi-Chi?
Well, I think you have to put in the series. If you put Dragon Ball.
If you put Dragon Ball Super.
Yeah, then we know who it is.
All right. Teenage Bulma with no pants.
Okay, sure. Yes. Yes, yes, sure. Sure, I'll, okay, fine. Let's go that way. Okay. Yeah. I look forward to that, guys.
Corey in the house.
No.
Best wife.
No. No. No, 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 no,
no. No, 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 no,
but that's so Raven, though.
That's so Raven, though. God tier.
Wow. I cannot follow you. I cannot. Send in your waifus.
Yeah, send in your waifus.
We'll put together something fun.
Remember, we're not going to judge you. Okay, we will judge you based on your waifus. But... it will help the list, and we can get a debate going.
Something like that. Awesome. Okay, with that, those are the questions out of the way this week.
What did we decide was S tier Asian food again? Was it Korean and Japanese?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that checks out. That's right.
I think, though, we may have put Japan 1.
Oh, numero uno?
Yeah.
Like, if we... the fancy? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because we went to the top of the top.
The top of the top. It's true.
Yeah, like, I think Japan, like... S plus or
something.
Yeah, S, okay. I can't.
S plus. Remember. Triple S.
Yeah. Something like
Devil
that.
Devil May Cry scale.
Yes. Yes.
I wish I was like a scale in school.
God.
Congrats, Billy. You got triple S on your assignment.
That would just make all the A students look like shit.
Yeah, because they are.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Well, you know, my son got a double S on his assignment.
Wow. Wow. All right, let's go to our picks of the week. What do you got?
Bro, I got so much shit. Let me tab over. So, first off, let's go into the Inside Xbox presentation.
Yeah.
Xbox had their little, like, quarantine video thing. It was, like, half an hour. It's their Nintendo Direct, pretty much.
Sure did.
And they were showing lineups for the Xbox X, baby.
Yeah.
That Xbox Series X. Yeah. I'm only going to talk about the games that I thought were pretty cool. Here we go. First one, Dirt 5.
Okay.
That
was an Xbox X trailer?
Yeah.
Huh.
It doesn't look like it, right?
No.
I know. This is one of those cases where, like, cars look like cars. And even now, like, we've got to such photorealism with cars that you're just like, cool. But Dirt, like, both of us like racing games, you more so than me.
Mm-hmm.
But Dirt is definitely that nice middle ground of sim and arcade that I really like. Where it's still kind of hardcore and you can get, like, your manual transmissions and drifts and whatever, like, you're gonna do. You gotta follow racing lines and whatever. But it's not, like, fucking Formula One 2019 or something, like, bonkers right. crazy.
Right.
So that was pretty cool. They added ice.
They did.
They're like, yo, remember Rally? But what if it was on ice?
Well, that's exactly what they did.
After that is Bright Memory Infinite.
Sure is.
So Bright Memory was a game I talked about probably last year, a couple months ago. It came out with, like, a one-level demo on Steam.
Yep.
And it is a first-person shooter that is also a character action game. And what I mean by that is while you're shooting dudes with the headshots, you also have a sword and a bionic punch arm and a whip. And you can use those to combo people. So you can, if you've ever played Bulletstorm, Bulletstorm is kind of like a perfect example of this, is like you can throw out the whip, bounce them in the air, shoot them all in the air. But in this one, it has the added melee combat.
Yep.
So you can jump in the air, cut them in half with a sword, just cyber punch a dude in the face. And it's the most impressive thing is that it's all made by, apparently, I'm not 100% on this, but it's all made by one person.
Whoa.
Like, that whole trailer you see for Bright Memory Infinite is made by a single dude. So
that's a cool fact.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want that for my brand new Bleeding Edge game tech.
Oh, you don't want.
I want the everything and plus the kitchen sink. Throw everybody at it.
No, but what if developing for new consoles is so easy that it only takes one person?
Okay. But think about, because it's so easy,
yeah,
how much more two people
can do. Oh shit. Double the power.
It's like quad cores, man.
That's four people. Right. So I thought that was really cool. Yeah. I really liked it. I really liked the demo I bought, because I had to buy the... Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Bright Memory on Steam.
You had to buy a demo?
You had to buy it.
All right.
It was worth. It was really good.
Okay.
After that, the other one I really am looking forward to is Yakuza Like a Dragon.
Yeah, this game looks cool.
We've talked about it multiple times on the podcast before. It is the same trailer, minus some, actually, that the Japanese trailer was. But the big announcement here is that it's coming to the West. Like,
yes.
There was kind of no doubt after how popular Yakuza got. It's official. It's coming, baby. Then the one I would say is the biggest one. For me, at least,
okay,
as a boomer.
No. Go away.
Is Tony Hawk's 1 and 2 remake.
Yes.
So, let me tell you, Tony Hawk 5 is absolute garbage.
Not a masterpiece.
Eh? It is a terrible, terrible game. That game is... like a warning sign if Nintendo ever attempts to put out Super Mario Bros. 4. Because they put a number on that shit, and that made it a real game.
Yes.
And it was so bad. And the last time Tony Hawk was remade was Tony Hawk Pro Skater HD, and it wasn't done by Activision, and it was also shit.
Aww.
Because it had, like, different physics. They picked, like, all the worst levels from Tony Hawk 1 and 2. Like, a lot of the, like, the mall
in Canyon, like a lot of the ones you have to like restart,
yeah,
and stuff like that. And it just didn't work. It wasn't good.
Mm.
It wasn't good. But this one, I am tentatively excited for, because it is another promise of a Tony Hawk game. The gameplay they show makes it seem like they've thrown out the kind of newfangled physics, and it looks like it's trying to be as close to the original arcade skater as it can be.
Right.
It's coming out September 4th.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's this year. And there's some special edition that actually comes with a skateboard.
Okay.
Like Tony Hawk's, you know, the one where it's like the skeleton bird on the picture?
Yeah.
You can, when you order the special edition of that game, you just get a skateboard.
Huh.
Like the board, not trucks and wheels, but
I understand.
You get a board.
Okay. Wild.
Kind of want it.
Wild. Okay.
So yeah, that's a thing that happened. It's a lot of games we've seen before. There was some other stuff. I don't know if this was an Xbox one, but Vampire Bloodlines, or yeah. Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines 2. That was shown in a very creepy CG trailer and some stuff that looked like gameplay, and it looked very nice. But other than that, it was kind of a mellow announcement. There was nothing in it that I was just kind of like, oh fuck, except for Tony Hawk. But that, after the initial reaction, I was just like, last time, I don't know. So I don't know. It seemed cool. Next gen is here.
Yes,
I guess.
Well, I think the big game is going to be Assassin's Creed, right?
Yeah,
like that's the big next gen.
That's your 17 billion people worked on it.
Yeah.
Right. Like I think something like 10 studios or some shit, or like 7 studios worked on this game from Ubisoft.
Wow. Good for them.
Yeah.
So they got all those studios.
I'm kind of just over Assassin's Creed.
But it's a new game console.
True. So there's no options. I just I have to play something on the new game console.
Yes.
But what if I play old stuff on the new console?
Oh, no!
Because Xbox is all about that backwards compatibility.
No. No. Stop that.
What if I buy the new console to play the Xbox One version of the Halo Master Chief Collection?
No. 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 So you know that, even though it's not been announced yet, there's going to be a Forza.
Oh, there's going to be a Forza. There's probably going to be a Halo.
You think there's going to be a Halo?
There's got to be a Halo.
You think there's going to be a Halo?
Or a Gears. One of those.
You think there's going to be a Gears?
One of those.
I don't know.
What are they going to do? Bring back Cameo? Like, what do you... Like, BioWare's like, listen, I know we've been under the radar for a while.
I don't know.
But here's a new... Whatever that fucking Kung Fu RPG was.
Oh, Jade Empire?
Yeah, here's a new Jade Empire.
That could be fun.
Here's a new Star Wars The Old Republic.
Oh, there you go. That's now you're thinking. Now you're thinking with your brain.
What was I thinking with before?
I don't know.
With my penis.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know what there would be, but there's definitely a Forza. Like, there's gotta be.
Yeah, there's gotta be, right? Yeah, there has to be.
Just like when PS5 comes out, there's gotta be like Gran Turismo Sport 2.
Yeah, there's gotta be.
Or Ridge Racer.
Nope.
Jet Moto 4.
That's dead in the water. Yeah, no, that's it.
SSX4.
Stop dreaming. Stop it. Stop it.
No one can stop Mr. Domino 2.
No, you are setting yourself up for disappointment.
Come on.
Nope.
God nope. Damn it.
Nope. Nope.
All right. But yeah, that was their presentation.
Cool.
Some other stuff going on in the gaming world is a Persona guide maker found Jesus. So back, Kotaku reported on this. So back in 2011, some guy made a Persona 2 guide for GameFAQs.
Okay.
The username is thatguy4913.
Thatguy4913.
Yeah. And it turns out in May, in this month, he updated the guide.
Okay.
With a blurb. And I'll paraphrase it. Years after writing this original guide, I now take a moral offense at this game.
Oh my, that's what you mean.
And would prefer that neither this guide nor this game
exist. Oh no.
My complaints against this game are the glorification of demons and evil spirits, and also against its promotion of witchcraft through tarot and other means. What the fuck? Both of these blaspheme against the almighty God, Jesus.
What the fuck?
I thought this was just fucking hilarious because this guy wrote an essay about how he has found Jesus, and writing the guide for Persona 2 is one of his greatest innocent sins. Ten out of ten.
Go away.
Ten out of ten.
Go away.
Oh, I picked this news story just to say that.
That's so lame. That's so lame.
Wow. Have you ever heard of the term simp, Vince?
Yes, I have.
Someone who's a simp.
There's another term for that, right? There's I forget what it's called.
Little bitch.
Oh, no. Simp. No, I know there's another term, but yeah, go ahead.
So you know what simp stands for? Simp,
I don't know simp, the acronym.
The acronym is it's either somebody / sucka. I prefer the sucka.
Yeah.
Sucka infatuated with mediocre pussy.
Yes.
And is recently in the internet sphere been a go-to term for white knights. Yeah. For basically anyone is like, oh, you showed affection. Yep. To a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking simp. Like, yep. That basically that. But simp has taken on a new like life, I guess.
Sure.
In that Twitch has now deemed that word so bad that you can be banned for harassment by calling somebody a simp.
Really?
Yeah. And a popular streamer, Fedmeister, he made a emote for his channel where it's his face pointing at the screen. It says simp, and he's got like glowing red eyes.
Ah.
Right? And they have banned that emote.
Oh, wow. Wow, really?
This is one of those situations where I'm just like, what? Like, are you really that sensitive? Like, people are just yelling. Like, there's so much worse shit people call each other.
Like, I see. I understand. Like the whole like idea of like white knighting or whatnot.
Yeah,
but I've also seen people just use this as like, oh, I'm gonna go talk to my girlfriend, and then they use it, and I'm like, I don't get it.
See, like that one, I think that's gotta be like a joke.
Like, right? That's what I thought. But yo, I'm like, I don't get it.
Like that one TikTok we saw.
Yeah, with
where the she's like, saber? Yo, man, I gotta get off. I gotta go talk to my girl.
Yeah,
realizing your boy's a simp.
Yeah, like it's hilarious, but yeah. Also just like at the same time, I don't get it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think at that point it's like it's got to be satire.
Yeah,
it's just got to be a joke.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm not with it. You know, maybe I'm not hip with the kids. But that doesn't seem like a very mean thing to say.
I don't know. It's some sort at of least discrimination,
enough to get you, I guess, for white knights.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then keeping on the basically social media outrage train.
Yeah.
Is Samurai Showdown has released a character in their season pass 2. Her name is Iroha.
Iroha, yeah.
And she is a maid ninja.
Of course.
Girl is thick. And
yep.
She's known, like she's been known in the series for a very, very, very long time.
Yep.
As being like the ultimate or maybe penultimate SNK fan service girl. Like second only to Mai.
Okay, right. Yeah, sure.
Nipponichi Boingy Boingy.
Yes.
So the social media manager for SNK and Samurai Showdown Twitter account kind of went off, right? They released Iroha. The whole fan base knows she's horny as fuck. So the Twitter account got horny as fuck.
Damn.
Right? And they're just like, hey, like, why don't you send me those fan art DMs and stuff like that? Like, just kind of like playing it up Wendy style, right? And then later on, the next day, I guess someone else from like SNK PR or some shit came out and said, there were some inappropriate tweets brought out on this whatever and blah, 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 and all this stuff. And the fan base has clapped back hardcore.
Really?
Yeah. So they're saying that the thing you're worried about is people who don't even purchase your material and purchase your game or play anything.
Yeah.
And a lot of the complaints online were that the company is promoting undue sexuality towards women and whatever and like all that kind of good white knighty stuff.
Yeah.
But the player base is like, yeah, no, that's, we know it's a game, you fucking retards. like we know it's not like that. And even female game players have come out in defense of the tweets and the character just being like, yeah, the Samurai Showdown community is nothing but wholesome and blah, blah, blah. But my favorite thing to come out of this is PlayAsia's Twitter account.
Mm.
PlayAsia has seen what happened over at SNK and saw the backlash, and they're like, I got an opportunity, baby. So they send out this picture. I'm going to show Vince. You can probably find the tweet later. That's the character. That's Iroha.
Yep.
She's a thick-ass girl.
Sure is.
With the tweet, I'm supposed to see these thighs and act professional? Okay. Right? And ever since then, PlayAsia has been extra horny on their Twitter account.
Wow.
And it's fucking great. They're like retweeting different fan arts. They're just promoting all their horniest games. It is definitely a premium grade A act in social media marketing. And it's fantastic.
Ain't no such thing as bad PR.
Ain't no such thing as bad PR. It's true. It's true.
And you know, with a name like PlayAsia, your first thought isn't exactly video games.
Oh, it's definitely toys. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yes. I believe so.
Yeah. Like, this one, they just put up a figure. Like,
right? Yes.
And the only tweet of it is, To Love Rue is super interesting. And it's just a half-naked girl, like, on all fours.
Yeah.
Like, they have doubled down on this whole fiasco, and it's fantastic. And then the last thing is, I think after the podcast, I had talked to you about the Vanguard anti-cheat controversy.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. So Vanguard, it's in beta. I talked about it. It has its own anti-cheat, just like any other game.
Wait, Vanguard?
Vanguard is the, oh, sorry, Valorant.
Yes.
My bad. Valorant has its own anti-cheat called Vanguard.
Yes.
Made by Riot. And there has been a bunch of controversy over it because they've been very transparent in how it runs. So the one thing is that it has what's called kernel zero authority to your computer. And what that means in layman's terms is that it has more access to your computer than you have to your computer.
Mm.
It means that it can get down into the nitty-gritty code of the operating system, which is a lot of like information. It's a lot of access, right? And Reddit says, or not Reddit, but Riot says that the reason they need to go this deep is that hackers operate at a kernel zero level.
Yeah.
And that's, you know what? That's like totally not, at first I thought it was like, oh shit, like what are you gonna do with my computer, right? But it turns out that a lot of anti-cheats, if not all the major ones, have kernel level anti-cheat.
Mm.
So Apex Legends has it with their EAC, Rainbow Six Siege has it with their anti-cheat and stuff like that. There's a lot of there's a lot of different games that have kernel access. The difference between this and Vanguard is that Vanguard boots up on PC startup.
Okay. Oh, so it's always running?
It's always running. Mm. And it blocks programs that people, it thinks are suspicious. So the one I've personally noticed is a monitoring program called CPUs.
Mm.
And it's like a little light third-party program, and it monitors all the performance of your computer.
Yeah.
It's very useful. But Vanguard sees that as a threat, and it just stops it from running.
Wow.
The other one is people on Reddit have been saying that Vanguard noticed one of their temperature controllers on their PC and said it was like a weird third party, I don't like this thing, so you can't run it.
Mm.
And it burnt out some dude's computer.
Oh, wow.
Because it didn't have temperature control anymore. Yeah. Right. I don't know how true that one is, because that one's just like more anecdotal and it's a very serious accusation. But if you shut off Valor, if you shut off Vanguard, which only recently can you do it, because before it ran 100% all the time in secret. The thing now is like you, in order to play Valorant, if you had shut off the game or whatever, or if you shut off the Vanguard, you have to restart your computer.
That's a startup.
You have to do a fresh startup with it running for you to even play. And there's a big argument online of just like, A, it's a big security risk.
Yeah.
It's definitely a, it's a very China way to do it, because Riot is owned by Tencent. And it's just like, hey, we're here. Just trust us.
Yeah.
We have all this access, but don't worry about it. Right. And people are wondering, why can't it just run on game startup?
Yeah.
And why can't it just end on game startup?
Yeah.
And from what I've seen, Riot hasn't really brought out anything that's good reasoning, to be honest.
Let's just do it.
It's just, it literally, it's just do it, or it's just trust us. And the major scare here is that if there's any sort of hack or crack in Vanguard, you can use that as a gateway to everyone who has that on their computer. And the difference between the hack in, say, the Rainbow Six one and the hack in this one is that yours is always running. And it doesn't update, so far, at least in beta, it doesn't update unless you run the game. So if there's a crack and you don't know about it, and you're just running your computer and you don't plan on playing Valorant for a couple weeks, you're running your computer at a huge risk, right? So it's really complicated. It's kind of crazy. I don't trust it. So like every time I start my computer, I've just been turning that shit off. And
damn. PC Master Race.
PC Master Race, yo. Like it's tough being PC Master Race. You got all these freedoms, but also
but all these restrictions. All these
restrictions. Yeah, and honestly, it's made me play Valorant a lot less.
Yeah, I can see it.
I was planning on getting that, like, they have like, if you get to a certain much amount of experience in Valorant, you get like a little, what is it, like a little emblem or whatever you can put on your gun that's like you were in the beta or whatever. And I was like, oh, I'll get that and do whatever. But now I'm just like, I should probably just uninstall this. Like, I don't fucking know. Like, it's really crazy. But yeah, it's they've also brought out a new story. Like, just recently, they've banned over 8,000 players in the beta from cheating. And so, like, sure, it's working. But also, what's to say that, like other games have had the same sort of numbers, where it's like, yeah, we banned a whole bunch of cheaters in a certain period of time because the anti-cheat runs when you play the game.
Yeah.
Right? So, I don't... It's a weird choice. It's a weird choice.
They just need to know. They need that data.
I need it, you know? I just want to let me into your computer.
Yeah.
Let me go. Come on.
They're just folding.
Oh, they're just folding at home, you know? They're trying to get those COVID cells folded. Yeah. Fuck off. Yeah. It's fucking weird. And it's like the first time in PC gaming or like in gaming in general where I've gotten really like weirded out by it. Like even the Cooking Mama fucking cryptocurrency thing, I'm like, that can't be true. That's just fun. But this one, it's just like, why does it have to run all the time?
I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's like half the apps on your phone too, right?
Yeah, and I try and take away those permissions when I can.
Yeah.
Right? I think Android 10 recently had one, like, you can just set a blanket one. So it's just, like, you only have access to this data when I use the app and stuff like that. Mm. But it's... Yeah, and even when we figured out the whole Facebook thing, you were told, like, Facebook checks the apps you use outside of Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that. Like, what are you doing? Like, I don't know, man. part of me doesn't like a lot of regulations and certain things, but like I think we're getting to a point now where it's just like, hey, maybe we should have some regulations on technology and like how much access they can have to our personal machines.
Yeah, it's gonna happen. It's gonna be a rocky road when we get there, when the world's fully digitized.
Yeah, it's kind of messed up.
Yeah.
Kind of messed up.
Mm,
yeah.
A little bit.
So yeah, that's that. Those are my picks.
Cool. I only got one.
Go.
What's that? Epic Studios. Epic Games.
Also on the next gen train.
They showed off Unreal Engine 5 running on the PlayStation 5.
Yeah. It's a lot of triangles.
Check out that dynamic global lighting.
Yeah, tell me about triangles.
And triangles.
Depends. I asked you already. Tell me about triangles.
Do you like triangles?
They're pretty cool. You know, I can handle a couple at a time.
Yeah, but
a couple. A couple, you know, like five.
Oh. What about 6 trillion?
Trillion? I don't even know what that means. Is that even a number?
Did you just make that up? What if I told you your face was made up of 1 billion triangles?
I would say you're a goddamn liar. And that means we live in the simulation.
Well, I'm not lying.
Oh, God, we live in the simulation.
We're all made of triangles.
Oh, God.
Watch the video. It's a lot of triangles. It looks great.
I like the whole thing where they show, like, they show the wireframe.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, each triangle is coded a different color from the one beside it.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, it's not just noise. Like, it's not just, like, visual noise or audio noise. Like, that. Those are just all triangles.
Yeah, it's a cool tech demo. Like, it's one of those things where it's like a lot of the jargon they use is way above my head and nothing that I really care to learn more about.
Yo, you don't got those no pre-rendered LODs, baby.
Like, I get it. Like, cool. It's all happening in real time. And, like, you imported this all with fucking ZBrush and you did it.
Yeah.
Good job. Where's my wicked-looking games?
This is the first time, though, that I've seen a tech demo and I have not been just fucking blown away.
Yeah, I know. It's like we're getting to those. Like it looks.
It looks better.
Oh,
like,
definitely. It
arguably, like not even arguably, just like factually,
no,
looks better.
But it looks like what I would expect from the next generation.
Yeah, games.
It doesn't look like. Oh fuck! It's even better than I thought.
It doesn't feel like a jump.
And the thing is, they've stated that this engine doesn't get released till next year.
So that means no games until 2022.
Yeah. And I'm sure it'll look better by then, by the time they probably get the final builds and release it.
But just like everything, you know? Not everything can be that fucking Metal Gear Solid 2 trailer.
Sure. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Regardless.
Like, yeah. I just kind of feel we're at a point now, unless there's some sort of major breakthrough in computation, like, where I look at this thing and I'm just like, yeah, that seems like where it would go from there.
Yeah, no, yeah. It looks good. I mean, like, I won't lie, like, I've been playing a lot of new PlayStation 4 games lately.
Yeah.
And I'm at that point where I look at them and I'm like, ooh, these are looking old. Like, I get that feeling like,
I've seen this before.
Is this PS2?
I've seen a couple.
No,
PS2?
I'm like, but you know when you look at a PS, like, when you think about a PS2 game, you're like, oh yeah, that's PS2.
Yeah, it's that thing of like,
yeah. I'm looking at PS4 games now being like, this is old. This is old tech. Like, this looks old.
Is this old tech? It seems like old tech.
Yeah, and then I see this demo, I'm like, oh, that's what I'm expecting. Yes, that's what I want to see.
But, it's the whole Ocarina of Time versus Ocarina of Time remake on the 3DS.
Yes.
Right? Like, it looks like I think it should look.
Yeah.
Rather than some fucking giant leap.
Yeah.
And I'm sure technically, totally bonkers. Because, like, they were saying, like, all this stuff of having all their individual physics and water simulations and all the dynamic lighting bouncing off of metal objects and stuff like that. But also at the same time, I'm just like, that's light, bro. it looks like light. Totally got it. You know what else did that real good? Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider's got hella light.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, remains to be seen, though.
It's a good look at the future. I just hope someone does something cool with it. Because I think the tech demo might have been bad in terms of what they've shown. Because it was like, here's a canyon with a desert and it's just shining light. But also, here's a very tight corridor that can zoom in on somebody and like I can touch everything.
Yeah.
And like it was such a generic thing to see that I was kind of like, it took away from the excitement of new graphics.
Mm-hmm. So. No, with there. Okay, cool. Those are our picks. Let's go to our weeks. What you up to?
What am I up to? Let's tab back.
Step back.
Hold up. I have fully completed Nioh 2.
Oh, you were playing that a lot, I saw.
Yeah, so I've been playing Nioh 2 again because I 100% of Persona, or I got the Platinum in Persona 5. Yeah. So I was like, oh, let's go back to Nioh 2.
Okay.
Because it's got New Game Plus.
Dose.
But I forgot, Nioh 1 didn't just have New Game Plus, okay? Didn't just have New Game Plus Plus. Didn't just have New Game Plus Plus Plus.
Oh, no.
It had New Game Plus 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 Plus.
Wow.
Right. And it turns out I also forgot that those new difficulties came with the DLC. So there is no DLC for Nioh 2 yet. I have a season pass, but there are only two levels of difficulty. And I am currently at a point where leveling up my character anymore is a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
I can just go through content from the New Game Plus, maybe with other people to get some bonus, whatever. Or I can farm bosses to get smithing texts or special moves and stuff like that. But I know that as soon as the DLC comes out, all of my old shit is fucking useless.
I see.
So I'm at a point now where it's like I could grind, but I definitely feel DLC ready. Because the main game on New Game Plus is a fucking joke now.
Oh.
So.
A yoke.
So I'm just kind of chilling. Right? So I stopped that. I'm going to wait for some DLC. I'll come back to it. But it continues to be a fantastic game. Mm. I tried to level up some different weapons and stuff like that. It just takes forever. So yeah, it's cool. The other thing I did is I played Ruiner. It was on sale on one of the PSN...
Okay.
Thingamajigs.
Ruiner.
And it is a top-down dual-stick shooter made by Devolver Digital.
Oh, that's why I thought it was familiar.
Yeah. You play as mysterious guy in a Daft Punk helmet, and you have been tasked with killing the boss.
The boss.
Yeah. You must go and, like, also in a Japanese accent, because this game takes place in, like, fucking future Japan. Oh,
okay.
You have been tasked with killing the boss.
The boss.
And as you go through the level, you keep getting these messages from some random person you don't know and being like, kill the boss, go do it, go kill the boss. But it turns out your brain's been hacked.
Okay.
Yeah, you got brain hacked.
Okay.
And someone else hacked into your brain hack to tell you that your brain's been hacked.
Okay.
And they're like, hey, your brain's been hacked. If you want, you can join up with us, the Resistance, and we can take down the people who hacked your brain.
Huh.
By killing them. By shooting them in the face.
Ah.
and that's so far kind of the crux of the game. It's got a little bit of an overworld, so you can go into different levels and stuff like that. But how the game plays is dual stick shooter. It's slightly overhead. Isometric, I think, is the term.
Yes.
And you run around the level going from arena to arena, killing bad guys.
Doing shit.
You have melee attacks. You have a dash. Pick up different guns.
Dash me, baby.
Yeah, you have special guns with limited ammo, but ooh, you have a normal gun with infinite ammo.
Ooh.
Yeah, you got all that good generic ass shit. and that's like, unfortunately, I've kind of been playing it.
You dick.
It's got a really cool style and a really cool concept, okay. But so far in the early game, it's so boring that I kind of want to give up on it.
How dare you?
I know. I'm going to try and give it a better shake or a fair shake or whatever. Because my friend recently gave one of my favorite games, Final Fantasy XII, a 90-hour fair shake.
Yes, and he hated it. I noticed.
And so I'm just like, fuck you.
I noticed.
So maybe I can give this six-hour game a fair shake.
No, you can't.
Not even close. But they do have some stuff. So they have... One is like an energy shield where you can keep it up to deflect bullets to get in for melee kills. And they have different ways you can build your character. So even though it is a isometric shooter, you don't have to shoot. I can just build my character in a way where it's just like, I'm gonna fucking hit people with this club, like, and just wreck fools.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So it does have a lot of variety in terms of how you build out your character.
I see.
But it's been pretty fun. It's been good.
Wild.
Not really. Okay, it hasn't really been good. It's been whatever. It's been like a solid 5 out of 10.
How are you gonna lie to the audience?
Like, I lied to myself, Vince. I lied to myself. I'm trying to amp myself up to like play it again.
Wow.
It's like me also, like me and Death Stranding have like, I look at it, the box, every time. I'm like, I should play Death Stranding
again. Probably shouldn't then.
I should probably play Death Stranding again. I should probably finish Death Stranding.
Maybe.
And then the last new thing I did,
new.
Or actually, it's not the last one. It's a lie too. I keep lying to the audience.
Damn.
Remember when I told you?
No.
That I was like, I'm gonna go delete
League of Legends. Oh my god.
I didn't delete League of Legends.
Oh my god.
But I also didn't play League of Legends.
What the fuck, man?
I've been playing Teamfight Tactics, which is their offshoot game. You ever played Dota Chess?
No.
So, Teamfight Tactics is Dota Chess. Basically, how this game works is you start off the game with a unit.
Okay.
Okay. Oof. And the unit is on your board.
Okay.
And each unit has a different power. So, it's like, if you pick Caitlyn, she's a long-range sniper, and she's going to kill enemies on the other side of the board. And how the game works is that you draft characters, and you buy them from a pool.
Okay.
Then you take those characters and you place them on the map.
Like a grid,
like a tile-based grid.
Yep.
A hexagonal in this case.
Okay.
And every round, you face off against another player's army, okay, which they have built the same exact way. The thing here is that you want to build teams that synergize with each other. So each character has different classes, and if you get a certain number of each class, you're gonna get a special ability.
Yeah.
So if you get two Mana Reavers, their basic attacks make it longer for the enemies they hit for their special attacks to go off.
When you're drafting your team, is it the same pool between you and your opponent?
No, it is. It's the same pool of champions, but each one you get is randomized.
Oh, okay. Right? I see.
So there's also... Okay. It's a game of economy and luck.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So... what's another one? There's three characters in this season's pool that are called mech pilots. And if you get all three of them at the beginning of the match, they will combine to make a mech.
Oh my god.
I know.
That sounds awesome.
It's very cool. And any item that those mech pilots have will be on that person. And then when the mech dies, they all eject and then they fight again.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, sounds cool.
And yeah, it's a strategy game, it's an economy game, it is the League of Legends characters, but you are playing a more chess-like video game. It's pretty fun. But also kind of frustrating in certain ways, because it's luck-based, right? It's like when you draft a Magic the Gathering, you open up a pack, and your first pack is like, yo, fuck, I got all the best black cards, hell yeah, right? And then you open up the second and third pack, and you're like, wow, I got no more black cards, and I built my whole deck around these first fucking cards I got. Fuck. Like, for me, it was like I was going for a Blade Master set, and I was doing pretty good, and like every time I would click reroll, I'd get like four mech pilots, and I'm like, oh, that's unlucky. But by the time I kept doing it, I was like, oh, fuck, like I should have transitioned into mech pilot, but how am I supposed to know that, right?
Yeah.
And it's like risk reward, stuff like that. It's pretty fun. It's definitely very relaxing compared to League of Legends, because everything's on you.
Yep.
Right? If you're not gonna lose because some other guy AFK'd. If anything, that helps you because there's less people to compete against. Right? They also have the added ability of like items, so you can equip your characters with items, and if you combine two items, they make a different item, and it's all League of Legends and whatever.
Okay.
So if I have a tank, I can put the health belt on it, and then if I put the armor on it, it combines into a different thing.
Okay.
Right. It's pretty cool. I really enjoy it. Each match is actually kind of long, especially if you get way later into the game. It's probably averaging around like half an hour. yeah. 35 minutes.
Yeah.
But it's cool. Mm-hmm. It's cool. And then I think about the favorite thing I did this week is I watched a movie called Network. Network is a movie from 1974.
Wow. What are you doing with your time?
I'm hanging out with people.
Your parents? Oh,
no, sorry. Yeah. My parents. I'm hanging out with my dad. You want to watch this movie called Network? Sorry. 1976. It is starring, I don't know if people will even know any of these actors.
Nope.
Faye Dunaway.
Nope.
Robert Duvall.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Robert Duvall's in it. Peter Finch, William Holden. These are all like people who are.
Oh, I know these people.
Top of their game in the 60s and 70s. Like, yeah. They were acting from like peak. And how the whole story is about this guy, Howard Beale. He works for a news station called Union Broadcasting System, UBS.
Mm.
And he learns that because of his declining ratings, he has 2 weeks left. He's going to be fired.
Cool.
And before that, his wife had died. He's alone in the world, doesn't really have anybody else. And on his final newscast, or not his final one, but the first one before he gets fired in 2 weeks, like he's announcing to everyone, like, I will leave or whatever. He goes on live television and he says, hello, world. I have nothing left. On next Tuesday, I will kill myself live on air by shooting myself in the face.
Oh, my goodness.
And from there, this TV station gets huge fucking ratings whenever he comes back.
Yeah.
Right? And the whole movie now is about the divide between journalistic integrity and profit for news stations. Because I learned, apparently, back in the day, like before even this, news stations, you actually weren't, at least in the U.S., you weren't allowed to make a profit on the news.
Yeah, it's still like that with BBC.
Yeah, BBC, yeah. So you have to run the news at a break even or a loss.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to make a profit.
Yeah.
And this was in the era of like the U.S., like some president changed those rulings. And the director has taken a stance of like, what's better?
Yeah.
Journalistic integrity or mm-hmm. making a profit? And it's a really interesting movie because there's a lot of different push and pulls,
yes.
Between the two dominating thoughts. And one of them is like, Howard Beale has now gone fucking insane. Mm. Like, he's just off his rocker. Like, he, like, legitimately crazy. But because of that, he has no filter. So they give him his own show because he's giving them all these ratings. Mm-hmm. They're getting like a huge percentage share of the viewership at that time slot. But on the same time, he's saying shit that is fucking over the business end, right? That he's like giving out like all this information about certain deals and stuff like that to the general public, and how the media is lying to you because they need to make more money and stuff like that. It's really cool. It's also one of the best written movies I think I've ever watched.
Mm.
The dialogue and the back and forth between characters is borderline genius.
Mm.
There was a line. I think it is the most savage burn I've ever heard in a movie. And it's this one character and a female character who are trying to live with each other. And the male character is packing up his bags. And after an argument, the woman says, then don't leave me. And then the guy looks at him and says, name, there is nothing left within you that I can live with.
Wow.
And I was just like, oh my God, like, how do you just fucking.
Wow, that's cold.
Cold, hard, cold-blooded shit.
Yeah.
Right? And yeah, it's a fantastic movie. I think it totally holds up today. A lot of the topics that they bring up, while by today's standards are maybe incomplete, because now news isn't just about profit, it's also about power, it's also about setting agendas, it's also about weaving a narrative, right? But it sets the groundwork for just like thinking about different reasons news would report on certain things, or trying to think deeper than face value for the information that is given to you. It's a fantastic movie. I cannot recommend it enough.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I really enjoy it.
In 1976. Wow. A while back.
Yeah, it was nominated for a whole bunch of awards. It won some Academy Awards, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Supporting Actress. But it lost like Best Film and stuff like that because that was also the year that One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest came out.
Ah, tough competition.
And that movie is fucking awesome.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
So yeah, it's fantastic. Some guy, the Writers Guild of America, he said it is one of the 10 greatest screenplays in the history of film.
Wow, that's heavy praise.
It's heavy praise. So yeah, it's cool. Beast. It's fantastic. I love it.
You know,
that's my week.
That's your whole week.
Yeah, it's other than I went on a bike ride.
Mm.
And I fuck, winded as fuck, man.
That sucks. I don't have to tell you, that sucks.
It does suck. I want this warm weather to get here faster so I can just.
I think it's like 20 now till the end of time now.
Is it?
But a lot of rain. Like tomorrow's 20.
Oh, is it really? Okay, but rain?
But rain.
Mm. Okay, fine.
So good luck.
I'll deal with it, I guess.
Okay, cool. My week, I picked up another anime I wanted to watch or catch up on.
Yeah.
So I watched season 4 of Haikyuu.
Oh, you just watched the whole season? Okay.
Yeah. But the thing is, they split season 4 into two parts, so only the first half is out now.
Yeah.
So it's 13 episodes. The second half comes out July.
Yeah.
Basically, they're at, like, another tournament, okay?
Are you telling me that the sports team is at a tournament?
Yes.
Shit.
And they are... But this whole 13 episode is them preparing.
It's 13 episodes of powering up?
Yeah.
Oh, like, my God.
The back three episodes are them actually at the tournament.
But they don't play.
They play, but it's like, oh, this is the first round.
Oh, so they crush.
Yeah, and then it's like, and then they get to the second round. It's like, oh, that's the one I want to see.
Bunch of jerks.
Yeah,
bunch of jerks this season.
And you know, so you've seen Hinata's and the King's, like, they're miracle quick.
Yeah,
they never do it.
Oh my God,
they don't do anything cool
because they don't have to.
Exactly. They got the fundamentals. So you are waiting 13 episodes. It's a fucking blue ball cock tease. You're just like,
oh my God.
And then they hint at each other learning new techniques.
Yeah.
And you get flashes of it, but it never comes.
Those bitches.
It never happens, man. Never happens. It's like she just stopped, and they're just like, okay, thanks.
Ooh. Sorry, I'm going to hold on to you.
Yeah.
So the anime recommendations question we got.
Yeah.
I'm going to recommend Slam Dunk.
Oh.
And Ice Shield 21.
Oh.
Both older anime, both very good sports anime, both very shonen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yes. I will recommend Haikyuu then. Just watch Haikyuu.
Haikyuu's good.
Yeah. No, so that's Haikyuu. I'm caught up on it though. Yeah. I mean, God, they hint at so many cool things. None of it happens.
Is this what the kids call edging?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. I forgot that had my favorite sports manager.
Mm-hmm.
She's just the best.
I've seen glimpses of her. She is very cold and calculated.
And she's always covered up.
And the guy with the shaved head loves her.
Oh, yes. She is a bomb. Bombshell.
Okay. She's covered up. What do you mean covered up? Just like clothing?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Like, she always wears a full tracksuit. Like, there is no...
No fan service?
Yeah, there's no fan service for her, apart from the fact that she's a very, very pretty face.
And a very cold, calculated attitude.
Yes.
Okay.
But there's one episode in this season that's dedicated to her, and you realize why she's the way she is, and you're like, oh, you are the best.
Oh, you're the greatest. Because you just want to win.
Yes.
Kyoko Shimizu.
Yes, yes. She's my favorite. She's going on my waifu list.
Bro, bruh. Her stats, out of this world. Jumping, 4 out of 5. Stamina, 4 out of 5. Speed, 5 out of 5.
Yes.
Crushing it.
There is a scene where she has to utilize her speed.
Okay, okay. She's on the track. I gotta stop reading this wiki.
Yeah. Anyways, so that was that. Haikyuu's Haikyuu. I still am watching Community in the background, and I'm also still watching the Michael Jordan documentary. episode 7 and 8 came out. I just watched episode 7 last night. Pretty cool. It's about when Jordan retires the first time.
Okay.
Like in 90.
And he decides to play baseball?
Yes. Yes. It's, I didn't realize all the politics behind it though.
Oh, I'm sure there's a bunch of closed door shit
we never knew. No, not that. Like that year that he won that third championship.
Yeah.
Like almost immediately after, his father gets murdered.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and then he quits. But this is all on top of the fact that Jordan had a gambling thing going on.
Oh, word.
And so the media is obviously connecting everything, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I had no idea, so it's just so fascinating.
That's cool.
Obviously, like, I don't believe, like, it's on any, like, I just think it's any, like, his dad got murdered just because, like, two people? Could have been anybody.
It could have been.
Yeah. Yeah, then he goes play baseball, and then it's like, I'm coming back, bitches. yeah. So that's pretty cool.
Okay.
And then the game I played this week was Resident Evil 2 Remake.
Oh, yes. Yes, I let you borrow this.
You did. I finally got around to playing it. I beat it in 2 days.
And you beat it twice?
Yes. So I spent the first day doing the Leon run.
You really did it in one run? Yeah. Like, in one day?
I did one run. And then...
How short is it?
The Leon run took me maybe 6 hours.
Oh, wow.
And then the Claire run, the second run, took me 4.
Oh, wow. You just fucking... I know all the things. Goodbye.
Yeah, kinda.
Okay.
That's a real good game. I forgot how much... Like, I have to be in the mood for it, but I really do like the structure of these games where it's like... Like, you just... It's kind of like 3D Metroidvania.
Yeah.
Like, you're going around... Getting pieces to get clues.
Get the blue key to unlock the blue door.
Yeah.
And you get a weird thing, but you probably know it goes in the unicorn statue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's even down to like, oh, there's a scrap note here and you think it's throwaway, but the note has like a hint. And the hint is something that's like, oh, on this wall, there's a number and use that number to unlock this thing.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, or like, I mean, there are parts where it's like, what the fuck? You can't just use your hands?
Yeah. Like, why do I
need... Like, why do I need the knife to cut the tape? Why can't they just peel that shit?
There's a couple things in those games where it's just like, the door's locked, but the door's wood. And you're like, what if I just use my grenade launcher? Like, what if I just blew the door away?
Yeah, yeah. I forgot. Like, so my memory of the first two Resident Evils is very fuzzy.
I know the dog jumps out a window.
That's one.
And I know... The first game had full motion video cutscenes.
Yeah, so I only ever I played the first one, and I think I saw someone beat it.
Is the first one Jill Sandwich?
Yeah.
Okay.
The second one, I know I saw someone play it, but I'm pretty sure I never saw them beat it.
Okay.
So this is more or less kind of new to me.
Oh, nice.
What a ridiculous just setup.
I heard that game gets fucking wild.
It does. But, okay. Like, just... They're driving... So, Leon's driving down the street, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm a new cop. I'm a rookie cop.
I need gas.
And I got gas, but I got to... Because I'm on my way to the police station to start my first day.
Yeah.
Which is apparently at night.
So, you know, my first night day.
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? Whatever. He gets there. But events happen.
Yeah.
He gets inside the police... Like, he gets to the police station. He gets inside. And then the game goes, escape the police station. It's like, wait, I'm trapped? Wait, what?
What do you mean?
I just opened the front door.
What do you mean?
What do you mean escape the police station? And then you go on this wild goose chase to like look for keys and shit to look for a secret path out of the police station.
You know why locked room puzzles are so popular now? Because of this shit.
Yeah. No, it's wild. It's just like, what the fuck? There's some properly good scary moments.
It's not just jump scares.
Yeah, like, a lot of it is jump scares, but a lot of it also is just like, oh, fuck, this hallway, like, I can see all the way down it, and I know that some shit's gonna happen to me. And it's all in the music, right? And you're just like, oh, okay. Man. I almost exclusively played this game at night because I did start at, like, 9 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
and I would stay up until the morning.
Damn.
So.
Then we're up till 6 today?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I was doing other stuff. But yeah, no, so it's cool. You get a whole bunch of weapons. I forgot, like, even though this game is new, a lot of its core gameplay features are from the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, you have updated controls, but they are still quite tanky.
Oh, okay.
As Resident Evil is wanted to do. Except for six, right? Six is the one where like
six is an action game.
Like they let you like strafe and shit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this one you can't.
You dodge roll.
Yeah, yeah. So this one feels a lot like Resident Evil 4, only you can use both sticks instead of having to, I think you had to hold the trigger before you could aim in 4.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Is that how that worked?
I think so.
But this one you can use twin sticks, so it's a little bit easier. Which is great for 90% of the game, but then when you get to a boss fight and you know those bosses are hyper mobile and they're just like way more overpowered,
mm-hmm.
you just feel so helpless. And I guess that's part of it.
Yeah, that's always like the argument, right? Like the reason certain games are scary is because your controls are shit.
Yeah.
Like the controls are shit on purpose to add a sense of tension.
Yeah. It's just weird because like I feel so, not that I feel powerful running through the game, but it just feels appropriate.
Also, I don't know, by the end of modern day Resident Evils, like starting from 4, by the end of those games, you're pretty fucking powerful. You're just rolling around with like auto shotguns and
so in the Leon run, I don't know if you're at, or your first run to Leon, I don't think you actually get to that point.
Okay.
Like unless you go for all the secrets, nice. But I never did. But yeah, I definitely had a lot of inventory management issues. Just like I kept running out of space.
Is it like you got a Tetris your case?
Yeah, but they're all squares.
Oh, okay. They're all
squares, so it's fine. Like some will take up two squares, but for the most part, they're all squares. So it's pretty simple to do. It's just like you can't hold a lot. And then if you want to discard something, it's just gone forever.
Okay.
Right. They do a cool thing though, like where if you have a key item, it'll put a red check mark beside it saying that, it's fulfilled its purpose. You could get rid of this.
Oh, you just dump that shit?
And you don't need it for the rest of the game.
Nice. I think I remember that from where I got to.
It's pretty cool. But yeah, the game is a good, fun challenge. And I like that. And I do like that it's relatively short because like you're kind of in and out pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
It does get wild. Like, so first of all, why are there so many fucking puzzles in this police station?
Because it's a police station, duh.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Like, what the hell?
I'm sure if we went to our local police station, they would also have some sort of tile puzzle with a unicorn statue.
Exactly. It's like, why does it have a secret passageway? To like what? It's just a lot.
Cause Umbrella Corp, baby.
Yeah, Leon. Yeah, the Leon run is kind of, it's all right.
Okay.
You get a pistol. You get a shotgun. What else do you get?
You are the police.
You get a flamethrower and a Desert Eagle.
You get the Samurai Edge.
No.
Oh, okay.
I forgot Tyrant's in this game, right?
Oh yeah, the precursor to Nemesis.
Yeah, so he's just always fucking around, just being like, "What's up?
How's it going? I heard you're taking too long in this room. Let me punch you."
Yeah, more or less. You're like, crap. And he ends up becoming more of an annoyance. Just because, like, in some of the rooms, it's like, I have to complete this puzzle, but this means that I have to lock my character in an animation that takes fucking forever to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy will come and just smoke you mid-animation so that it doesn't even finish.
Yeah.
You're like, come on. Like, what the hell?
And then you shoot his hat and he goes faster.
Yes, and it's like, come on, man.
It's just a hat. Come on.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's cool. They throw other characters in there and then you have to, like, I don't know if there's a spoiler, but let's just say there's a moment where Leon is out of commission. Mm-hmm. So you have to play someone else.
Ooh.
And that's a fun time.
Okay.
They have a slightly different set of equipment.
Yep.
Pretty cool. But I found that the game was way more enjoyable after you beat it,
mm-hmm.
and you went back in the second run as Claire. Now,
why so? Because Claire's a better character, or
I found I like Claire's story more.
Yeah.
Just because I don't know. I guess this is my fault for playing Resident Evil 4 first, where Leon's already cool.
Yeah, Leon's very cool.
Resident Evil 2 Leon is rookie cop.
Yeah, he's rookie cop.
He's such a rookie. He's such a dumbass.
But he's rookie cop.
You know? And it's like, oh, you're such a greenhorn, you know? And like, he's just so naive to everything. He's like, my sense of justice will prevail. And it's like, oh, get out of here with that.
The world shades of gray, buddy.
But yeah, no, but like, so you could either pick Leon or Claire from the start. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
But whoever you pick at the start determines how your second run will play out. And the second run, basically, you can only unlock as a new game plus option.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, even though, say I beat Leon first, I could go back and play as Claire.
In new game.
Or I could play as Claire in second run.
Oh, okay.
And if you do second run version, then you get the true ending to the game.
Oh, nice.
And you get the complete ending.
Okay.
Second run is more or less Claire is going through the story. Or you see Claire's side of the story.
Yeah, because at the beginning, you guys get split up, right?
Yeah.
And you constantly meet each other.
Yeah, throughout. Your paths intertwine.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's, again, this is like the most bullshit part of the game. Because what's happening is Claire and Leon are in the same building at the same time. But like,
they just happen to never run into each other?
Yes.
Okay.
But like, the police station is only so big.
He's off doing puzzles, fighting lickers.
Yeah. And it just so happens Claire has to do the exact same puzzle.
Okay, that's pretty bullshit.
But what they do in second run is like they make them slightly more difficult, like they'll just change certain aspects of it.
Oh, so it's not completely the same?
Yes.
All right, okay.
So yeah, the second run of Claire is definitely harder, but Claire's way more fun to play because they started out like where Leon just has a regular 9mm.
Mm-hmm.
Claire's is a 9mm, but it has the option to use magnum bullets.
I'm sorry, what?
So she can switch, like, she can change rounds. Like, she can just change ammo types.
That's sick as fuck.
And whereas Leon gets a shotgun for his first next weapon, they just give her a grenade launcher. And so, from the get-go, she has, like, a busted weapon, and there's a lot of ammo there to use. And so you could just constantly be setting fools on fire.
That's fantastic.
Like, and so she just seems like a tank. And then at one point, she gets, like, an electric gun, and then she gets a minigun. So then you're just like, she's busted.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Why would I ever play as Leon? Leon sucks dick.
But I did enjoy her story more just because it was, like, she's Chris's little sister, and she's a college student, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's just naive to everything.
Yeah.
So from her point of view, it's like, you know what? Yeah, you can be dumb. You're not part of anything. You're just trying to do what you can. It makes more sense.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that just really confused me about the game is that, like, they have, like, almost identical boss fights.
Yeah.
But they try to imply that these stories are happening at the same time, right?
So you should be fighting the bosses at the same time, I
guess. That or like, what? Yeah, what is the time like? What are they trying to say here? Like, because at some points they're just like, "Oh, Leon never actually did this.
Yeah,
Claire did this," and you're like, "Okay, fine. I guess maybe that's how it worked out."
Mm-hmm.
But then they go and they counter into that, saying, "No, they both did this." Like, it's. I can't really figure out how the story melds together with one another.
Is there time travel?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But the true ending, I don't know if it's worth it. It's like an extra minute, and it's really nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, oh, you beat the game, and we're together now.
Okay.
But it's fun just going through just to see like both sides.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about like how that would work out. Like, what makes it like if you're beating it at the same time, like.
Yeah, like it's like
because there are certain events in the game that like when Tyrant shows up and he pushes that helicopter out the way.
Yes.
Like, I assume that happens in both playthroughs.
It does.
But it's like, how?
So one time it happened, like it hits a hallway and there's a helicopter.
Yeah.
In Leon's route, you're coming from the left side and Tyrant shows up from the right.
Yeah.
In Claire's route, you're coming from the right side and Tyrant shows up from the left.
Mm-hmm. Did he put it back?
So yeah, and it's like things like that. It's like, wait. Who actually...
Maybe it's supposed to be like who's ever run you're currently in.
That's
like
that's the canon
timeline? That's the canon timeline.
Okay. Yes, I want to believe you.
Yes.
But then they do stuff with the plot where it's like, this could have only happened if Leon did this. But I know he did it because I did it.
As Claire.
Yes.
Oof.
Yeah. And you're like, huh. So it's one of those things where I don't know if I should feel like mad about it.
Yeah.
It just, I wish it were cleaner. I wish it were easier to understand that.
This sounds very Japanese.
Yes. Like the ending to the game,
mm-hmm.
like when I first played as Leon, like I thought I was supposed to do something a bit more complicated, but it turns out he gets to the place. He's like, and he actually says, oh, the thing I'm looking for is right here. That was easy.
That was easy.
In the Claire route, you do the hard thing so that when Leon gets there,
it's easier. There. Okay, yeah. Okay.
But then immediately after that, there's a segment that it's an identical segment that both of them do. It's an identical boss fight.
Weird.
And you're like, well, who actually was here?
Yeah.
So.
awkward.
Yeah. Otherwise, I think it's good. I really like it. I'm actually looking forward to playing 3,
mm-hmm.
but I probably will do it for a while.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get it on release.
It's already out.
Oh, is it out? Shit. Okay, yeah. I'm definitely not doing it on release.
It's already out. It's been out for like a couple weeks now.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's just like, I remember, I'm like, man, but I love Jill. Jill's my favorite.
It was a Jill sandwich.
I love Jill.
Would you want to be a part of a Jill sandwich?
Is it two Jills?
It could be.
Can I have like Jill on the right, Jill on the left?
I don't know. Umbrella's doing some wild shit.
I would definitely be part of that Jill sandwich.
All right. But one of them is a zombie.
Ooh. Sounds like fun.
It's a risk I'm willing to take.
Give me that G virus.
That J virus?
Ew. What?
Gross.
What?
That's disgusting.
What?
All right, leave some space for Jesus.
Oh, the G virus.
For the G, another J virus. It's not the G virus.
Okay. Yeah, that was my week, I think. Yeah, you know, continuing on with stuff.
I want to play that game now.
It's real good. Okay. It's real good. Like, it's been a while since I played a game where it's like, oof. Just feels so good to shoot this gun and blow that guy's head off.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, I'm just like chilling. I'm like, you know, I could really just put 10 hours into a game straight.
That's what I did here.
Yeah, let me just do that.
It was great. It was good. I don't know if I recommend playing it all in one go. I think it makes it seem more interesting.
Okay.
Like, if you can do it, because yeah. Then you'll be like, oh wow, that was like, because the game,
everything will be fresh in your mind.
And... Well, yeah, and like the game takes place over one night, right?
Oh, okay.
And so, like, if you start at night,
one
like,
10-hour
night. Yeah. So if you just go for it, or at least do one run.
Yeah.
It'll take you, like, 6 hours, maybe 6 to 8 hours, maybe. Okay. You do it, and you're like, all right, that was one night.
That was one night.
That was one night in Raccoon City.
Nice.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, that was my week. That's everything for us, I think. We'll be back with the continuing saga of the quarantine life.
Yeah. Send us your waifus.
Mm. Yes.
And also Anime Club.
Yes.
We watch 2 more episodes. Yes. I think next week we're just going to fucking blow through it.
Yeah, we're going to just watch the next
5.
21 to 25.
Yeah. So 4.
No.
What?
21, 22, 23, 24, 25.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. It always gets me.
Yes.
Go.
I understand. Okay. Bye.